If we as a sport do not capitalise on this, then we're doing something wrong, because we've got a sellout crowd at Old Trafford. You can feel that noise. Just listen to that noise at home. That is 74,000 people passionate about their teams. We're about to kick off. It's Leeds and Wigan.
It's live on Radio Yorkshire. Here we go. We're underway. It's a low kick. 3 minutes gone and Wigan make a break. Here's Farrell now. Farrell looking. He's got Burgess on his outside. Is Burgess going to get in the corner? He is. What a break from the Wigan Warriors. Farrell makes a break from inside his own half. And he's got the pace to pull away. And Burgess in at the corner. First one for Wigan. They lead by 4 points to nil.
The breakout is on. Wigan from deep inside their own 20, their own 30. Move the ball from right to left. And it's the pass into the hands of Farrell that finds him in space. And he turns on the afterburners. Away he goes. Burgess responds, anticipates the break, picks up the ball with 15 metres to go. You're not going to stop that kind of pace.
Here's Bowen then. Goal kicking many feel could be the difference tonight.
Looks pretty good to me. And it's straight between the middle. Leeds Rhinos nil, Wigan Warriors 6.
So a new baby here through the night for Mr. Bowen, and the first 2 points off the boot in the grand final goal to him. I'm sure there's a little thought for the baby in that kick, and it gives Wigan a 6 point advantage.
Watkins is off his shoulder. Here is Sinfield. Little grubber kick through. He's picked up. And Danny Maguire will score. One move for Leeds. The question is, was Maguire onside? And Ben Failer's going to hand it up. If he was onside, Andy Kelly, Leeds have just hit straight back.
Yeah, it just shows you how to respond in a big game like this. We said, don't write Leeds off. They won't panic. They've come up with a great set of six off the back of that.
On the board for the Leeds Rhinos. Try given.
And this is exactly why we couldn't predict a winner. Wigan strike a 6 point blow in the heart of Leeds in the very early stages, but within what, 60 seconds, Leeds are going to pull 6 points straight back.
Sinfield to add the extras, which he does. 6 points apiece here on Radio Yorkshire. Leeds looking a little bit ragged at the moment, despite the fact they've got the ball. Here's Burrow, gives it to Peacock. Peacock dumps it out the back. Sinfield gets it away to Maguire. Maguire's short pass has gone to the ground and Watkins has lost it. Burgess has lost it. He's play on and Hardacre's got it back again here. He's going for the corner, dumps it back in, and Moon will score. Now this is controversial. We're going upstairs to the video referee. The ball went to ground. Did Callum Watkins knock it on, Andy Kelly?
My gut feeling is yes, but that doesn't mean he did.
They're looking at the grounding now.
Looking at the grounding now, says Richard. And Hardacre goes down the sideline. Well, this is controversial. And Moon scores without a finger laid on him. And that ball is put down. This is going to be a try for Leeds. 74,000 people. Try given. And Leeds are in front by 10 points to 6. It was controversial, it was always going to be. But Danny Maguire's pass was ruled to have gone backwards. And Leeds are in front. Joel Moon, his first grand final. Here now is Sinfield, head bandage. He's about 2 in from touch. We've got a great view of this one. And 4 into 6, he's missed it. He's missed it. And that could be a big, big kick. It's Leeds 10, Wigan 6. Cuthbertson spins, and again he'll get it away for Burrow. Burrow away for Maguire. Miss out pass here for Briscoe. Briscoe one-on-one with Burgess. Gives it away for Watkins. Watkins turns on the power. He's going to score. Now he gives it to Maguire. Second try for the Leeds Rhinos, number 6. And Leeds extend their lead. Are we watching a match-winning performance from Danny Maguire? It's Leeds 14, Wigan 6.
Watkins absorbs so many people and he creates more space for people. And it was Maguire, as he's done all his career, who comes up on the inside. And you just think Watkins is going to just stride his way over, and Maguire's in the better position to receive the pass on the inside and score his second try of the game, and another 4 points for Leeds.
5 in from touch, 20 metres out on this near side. Comes forward now, sends it on its way, and it's straight between the middle. It's Leeds 16, Wigan 6. Half time in front of a sellout Old Trafford crowd, and it's the blue and amber end of the ground that is happiest at the moment. because Leeds lead by 16-6. He's offloaded the ball, outrageous offload for O'Loughlin. He kicks towards Manfredi. Hall will catch it. He's lost it, and Manfredi has scored. What a score from the Wigan youngster. Ryan Hall caught the ball. He had it ripped out of his grasp, and the Wigan youngster's got Wigan back in it. It's Leeds 16, Wigan 10.
And he puts an absolutely fantastically weighted kick to the corner. Manfredi wants to contest it with Hall, but on this occasion lets the Leeds man clean it up and then absolutely poaches his pocket, takes the ball out of his grasp as he goes to ground.
Great try from Don Manfredi. Can Bowen add the extras? Yes, he can. Absolutely no mistake. And all of a sudden, Andy Kelly, six gone second half, 16-12 the Leeds. It's game on. Scruffy one in the end. Here now is Smith. Ball back on the inside for Bowen. Bowen out of two tackles. Oh, he's going to score underneath the post. What a try! Celebrating the birth of a child overnight. And he celebrates a Wigan try underneath the post. Oh, dearie me, Leeds are on the ropes here. It's Leeds 16, Wigan 16.
Oh, forget celebrity come dancing. Bowen's just put a display of footwork on there that would grace any dance floor. He's beat probably 3 to 5 players with his footwork. Off his right, off his left.
Dinks it over the top. And it's Cherry and White that celebrate 10 minutes into the second half. It's Leeds 16, Wigan 18, Andy Kelly.
Unbelievable. You know, we wanted some more action. We wanted Wigan to stay in touch with Leeds and not let Leeds get away on the scoreboard to keep this second half alive.
Oh, is that going to be a penalty? It is. That was clever from McAloran, because the Leeds man was in at the tackle. He basically threw it at him. Watkins is penalised, 30 out. Do you take the two here, Andy Kelly? They're only two in front. Does it have that much impact, or do you go for blood?
I'll go for blood. That's me, though. Cavalier to a fault. Well, they're going to take the two, so there you go.
Bowen then waits. Slow and straight, and it is Leeds 16, Wigan 20 here. Burrow just starting to inject himself into the game. Here's Maguire, crossfield kick, looking for Hall. Hall taps it back for Moon. Here's Kane Horse, gets it away for Walters. Leeds a level. Walters scores from the bench, and a kick to come. Leeds might well be back in front. Maguire's crossfield kick not dealt with by Wigan, and Leeds are all level again.
It was put in the air and contested. I think it was Moon who got the ball, flicked it out to Kane Horse, and Kane Horse off the bench manages to keep enough composure to give his fellow bench player, his fellow reserve, Walters the ball, and he goes in and scores the point.
20 points apiece. Here he comes now, on its way. Never ever in doubt. 22-20 now. We're expecting a tight game. I was expecting a low scoring one, Andy, with 15 left. There's been 42 points. Oh, they've slipped on the last tackle. They need to do something here. Oh, that's a horrendous kick from Club. He's gone backwards. The ball's not backwards. And Leeds are going to get possession inside the Wigan half. On the last was a tackle made. It was. What a disastrous end of the set. And Wigan might just have shot themselves in the foot.
Well, that was just calamitous, wasn't it? It was just an absolute farce of an effort. In their desperation to keep the ball alive, they've lost sight of it being the last tackle. The ball's gone into the hands of Club. He's come up with an overhead kick going back towards his own try line, and Leeds have got the ball. They won't do too much with this set of six. They'll just run the clock down.
And that's the last one. Danny Maguire says, kick it off the field. And that's exactly what Rob Burrow will do. He'll say to Wigan, you've got about 35 seconds left to win the grand final. Here's Bowen, doesn't deserve to be on the losing side tonight. Gets it away to Manfredi. 5 Leeds tackles put him to the ground.
This is it, Mark.
20 seconds left. It's do or die for Wigan. Here now, the big looping pass out wide. They're going to try and move it. Leeds sliding across. Can Burrow make the tackle? Yes, he can, but he offloads the ball. Farrell is tackled. We are 5 seconds away. This is the last tackle of the grand final. What have Wigan got? Are they going to kick it? They are. Manfredi might get on the end of this. He might get on the end of it. He's caught by Hall. And that is it. Leeds Rhinos are the treble winners. They make history. What a final! And it's Leeds who celebrate. It's a full house for the Rhinos. They win it by 22 points to 20. We wanted a great game, Andy Kelly, and we have got one.
Oh, Do you know what? I'm just speechless. I'm not often made that way. That is just unbelievable. Character, effort, tenacity, guile, and just flair. And they've just thrown every emotion, every physical asset, and every physical facet into the game tonight to win a grand final. Unbelievable, Leeds Rhinos.
And there it goes, treble glory for Leeds. Sinfield, Peacock and Luluai sign off in the best possible style. Well played, Leeds Rhinos, first utility Super League 2015 champions.
Fantastic season ends with Leeds Rhinos, Challenge Cup winners, League Leaders Shield winners, and once again, the Super League Grand Final winners.